The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Oh boy, do we look like Wrong Way Feldman when it comes to finances? That's the guy on Gilligan's Island. Well, Jamie Blumenthal, president of Retirement Strategies and Solutions, he's going to point us in the right direction, the right way. Also, I hate school, but guess what? The Bible proves that we're all still in school. Uh-oh, that's not good. And finally, mad parenting skills.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. All three good ideas. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. How much more? Just a ton. I mean, my grandma would go, wow, that's a lot more. A lot more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. I do have a trivia question for later on in the show. Tis not easy. I don't know what tis is, but it's not easy. How about that? Keep in mind, any topic, we're open for conversation. We don't really restrict the conversation. Praise reports are great. Prayer requests are great. All that's great. We love stuff like that. It's simple. It's because it's not professional radio. I prove that by messing up the intro. I'm really good at this stuff. I can mess up anything. Ask my wife. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. All right. First things first. In the studio with us. Remember we talked about this just the other day. People who are participating and sponsoring our show, important to participate with them. They're the ones that are helping us to enable to keep doing this. We want that to keep going. Guess who we have in our studio? Somebody that's going to get us in the opposite direction of Wrong Way Feldman. Money, money, money. That's right, Jamie Blumenthal, Retirement Strategies and Solutions, his wonderful wife Nancy, they have the website retiretherightway.com. Now, look how easy that is. How do I want to retire? Do I retire the wrong way? No. Retiretherightway.com. 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad
always
to be here.
Good. Always good to have you. We always have a good time, though,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's great. It's just like you kind of talk to one another, feed off one another. A lot going on. We certainly are lifting up some of the people in prayer for the tragedies. I know I can talk.
Plural.
That are going on all over the place. That's impacting the world. Is the events that are going on, so you've got the hurricane situation, all these things, are they affecting the finances, global finances, or is
no,
it
not
so
really.
Much not so much like that?
Not so much.
Okay. Do they, on the news, I'm just going to ask you this, Jamie, because
sure.
You have to ask. On the news, they make it seem like whatever happens, okay? I mean, I don't care if it's a balloon goes the wrong direction
exactly.
In a birthday party, right? I mean, it's like the world has collapsed.
It used to sell newspapers. Now it's headlines.
Now, you know what's funny about that? What's funny about that is what today is. Today is Newspaper Carrier Day.
Oh, that's funny.
That's why that's a good line. Good job on that one right there. I don't know. That was like my first job. Is that like one of your first jobs, like, you know, passing out newspapers? A lot
sure.
of people did that. Yeah, I remember.
Rubber band them.
Yeah.
Swing them.
Yeah, that was.
Yep, absolutely.
That was not fun in Michigan. Just point that out to you real quickly. So these don't have that kind of impact on our real financial life. They have an impact on our emotional life.
Not right? Unless it's a you know, a catastrophic oil refinery gets taken out or something like that, it's going to cause supply and demand issues for fuel. That could be another topic with Iran. They're just kicking up the Middle East right now, and they're trying to, you know, hold us hostage a little bit on the oil price. So we could see oil spike. Right now, it's in a downward trend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, price at the pump is cheaper, but that could change because Iran's getting desperate on the ropes because of the sanctions imposed by our U.S. government. So stay tuned, campers.
Yeah. I mean, that's really kind of what you got to kind of watch and see. Yeah. And for those that are much more into the prophecy, you know, that are that towards the end times, this is something that you really want to track. But these movements, those are the movements that have an impact on our economy.
Most definitely.
Because then you're talking about gasoline prices and everybody's coming. I mean,
refining. Yeah. And, you know, there's not that many refineries to handle capacity. So if there's a shortage, that creates price demand will spike.
Got it. Okay. All right. Now I have about 500 questions, so let's see if we can get them all in.
No worries. Let's go.
probably not, but we'll give it. First one, I want to just drop it before you as a general question. When does a person ask for help? At what point do they? Is there a way to recognize? Hey, this is beyond. This is, I don't know, I've got a 401k over here at, you know, this place. I might have a 401k over here. I don't even know. I've got this. At what point do you go, okay, you know what? I am not the expert. I need somebody who's an expert. When do you figure that out? Is that maturity?
Yeah. You know, most people put their head in the sand like a deer in headlights, and they don't think about ever getting old. They say, when I'm young, I'm playing football or I'm, you know, driving muscle cars, I don't need health insurance. I'm invincible. You know, so they go through life thinking that time goes on forever. But when you get a little mature and you have your 30th birthday or your 40th birthday or your 50th birthday, you say, my gosh, you know, I'm almost 50 or I'm approaching 60. You know, it's like the red zone. The light comes on. So I don't have that many more years of earning power, earning capacity, you know, to go to work and make a paycheck. So you say, well, gosh, all this stuff to talk about retirement. I don't know if Social Security is going to be here. What do I have in terms of a nest egg? What have I accumulated myself? What have I accumulated in our marriage? You know, how do we pull these assets together? You know, do we have a 401k? Do we have a TSP? Do we have a 403b? Are you a teacher? Some people will get Social Security. Teachers don't get Social Security. So, the time to get help is early.
The earlier the better then,
yeah.
Right?
If you're, I would say 45 is a good time to start, say, gosh, how much do I have? Do I have 50,000? Do I have 100,000 accumulated? You need to sit down with a professional to give you the guidance so we can have the building blocks to build a retirement plan so you don't have to wake up at 68 years old and say, I better do something now. It's almost too late at 68.
So you people, there's two things that come out of that make me mull in my limited brain. One, we do a really poor job from an educational point of view training kids who are growing up in high school and in college about the importance, which we know that's even true, even like with the NFL players, they come in and they go from zero to $1 million or $5 million contract, and then in 2 years it's all gone.
Right.
And it's like, how did that happen? You know,
yeah.
I could just make more. So you can make more until your leg is, you know,
right,
relocated.
Disabled.
And then exactly. So it's there's a poor education element, which I think is a huge component of that. Then the other part is what you just said. So, like, you might be 45 years old. You might not have 50,000 yet. But here's the funny part. In an X amount of years, you might.
Correct.
Or you don't know where that's going to go. And so that's part of that process of training and planning, right?
Absolutely. It's, you know, it's an oversimplification, but it's true. You have to get your budget or your expenses for lifestyle living expenses under control. You must sit down with a professional like myself, and we'll go through what does it take for the rent or the mortgage or utilities, internet, cell phone, car payment. What does that cost a month to float the boat? And once you have that number, then we can say, well, I can really do away with that Starbucks four times a week. That's $20. And I can do, you know, I can restrict my crazy shopping on the credit card a little bit. So you kind of put governors or restrictions on your wild spending.
That's really good.
And through your curtailment of those wild spendings, you actually start saving money, and it's fun. And make a game out of it. Have fun with it. Try and put away $400 a month or $600 a month or, you know, whatever that might be. And over a course of time, the more time you have to minimize your expenses and increase your savings, all of a sudden, you've got money in the bank. You got money that you can invest to grow for you.
That's really important, I think, especially from that educational point of view, because I'm not confident that a lot of people went through any kind of training. I grew up – now, my situation is extremely different. I grew up in a very, very wealthy family, became a Christian, then they 86'd me. So I kind of lost – I kind of lost it going by faith.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that I should be out there being a poor steward of what I do earn and what I do process.
So, right. Knowledge is power, and the earlier you get that knowledge – from a professional to help give you the guidance and the stewardship of really how to approach the next 25 or 30 years before you retire will prepare you enough to have enough nest egg, and then we can put together a retirement plan so you can live life in retirement the right way instead of being stressed out the wrong way.
All right. In case you missed that plug right there, that would be retiretherightway.com. That's what we would call in radio a really good lead-in. I mean, that was just really good. But I think what happens is younger people think of the word retirement, and then they think, oh, well, you know, that's, you know, this,
light
that,
years
right. Right. And it's like they don't realize that it's the same process where they went from, you know, living in the basement to living in an apartment to living or to purchasing your first house. I mean, you go through procedures.
Where did those 10 or 15 years go? It went like that.
Yeah. It's amazing how fast things go. It is when you get older. When you're younger, it's like I have forever.
Yeah.
And then when you're older, the patience comes in dealing with your kids. It kind of reverses itself.
The boomerang.
Yeah, it kind of flips around. All right, let me just say this real fast. First of all, Jamie and Nancy Blumenthal. So Jamie's great. You just anytime you want to talk to him for free. You can call him on the phone, 800-287-1667, 800-287-1667. They own Retirement Strategies and Solutions, which means that they have strategies – and solutions. See how that works? That's why they put those together. Their website, retiretherightway.com. So we're kind of talking a little bit about the younger people. When we get back from our break, we're going to talk a little bit about the older people. Because some people, you can't just sit there and go, I hope it gets better. Like when the water's up to your neck, you want to do something about that, okay? You want to move forward. So retiretherightway.com. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Johnny.
How's retirement?
Well, I have to be at work at 7:30 in the morning.
Whoa, Frank. I thought you were retired.
Yeah, well, I didn't do a good job keeping my money safe, and when the market dropped, I lost half my money, so I had to go back to work.
So now what?
Well, you can have fries with that.
No, Frank, that's not what I mean. People have problems all the time. They make mistakes, but what are you going to do about it now?
Who's
going to
help me in my position? My finances are a mess.
You need my guy. Contact Jamie Blumenthal from Retirement Strategies and Solutions. He and his wife Nancy have helped over 600 clients just in the Dallas area. If he can help you, he'll let you know, and he won't charge anything for you to find out.
How do I get a hold of him?
Go to his website, retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com. You can also call him at 800-287-1667.
Thanks, Johnny.
No problem, Frank. Remember, plan right, retire right, retire the right way, my friend. Get in touch with Jamie today.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
John 7:24, stop judging by mere appearance and make a right judgment. That's all good. From 1 Corinthians 6:2, do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases? You can't say Christians can't judge. They're commanded to. Here it is right here. Ready? Here's the bowling ball knocking down the pins. Every day as Christians, we have to judge what is appropriate, proper, healthy, and useful. Also, what people we believe we should hang out with, trust, believe in, or let influence, we have to judge that on a regular basis. When you choose your church, you're using your judgment abilities.
Bazinga.
I love that. Because listen, when you're choosing your church, you have to decide to pick one over another. Oh, here's the key. You're going to hate me. Ready? Here it is. If we have no ability to judge, we can't vote.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy, too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now, and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to fight. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and davidspoonmedia.com. That's the website. Now, on our website, I have this little link that says best or coolest sponsors. Because I just like that. You click on it, it has all these pictures. So at the bottom of that is the picture for Retirement Strategies and Solutions with the picture of the book from Jamie and Nancy. So right in the bottom, then you click on that, and that links you to their website, retiretherightway.com. But we do that for all our clients because it's kind of a cool, you know, it's a picture link. And when people start to bog down in their brain and figure out, well, I can't remember how to get a hold of them, you can always go to davidspoonmedia.com. Boom. That's the way to do it. So it's like it makes it easy. It's because, you know, then if you have 30 different clients, it's like, how am I supposed to remember that? If we had 30 different clients, I'm getting an assistant. That's all I got for you on
just
that.
Just remember
one.
You want to retire at some point.
Yeah. I know. You stick around right here as we get this going, as we pull all this together. Here is what I do want you to know. RetireTheRightWay.com. Again, and I did some research on it. Wrong Way Feldman was the guy on Gilligan's Island. And you don't want to be Wrong Way Feldman. When it comes to your finances, you don't want to go in the wrong direction. You want to do it the right way, in the right direction. You want to plan right, retire the right way. That's Jamie and Nancy Blumenthal, Retirement Strategies and Solutions, 800-287-1667. The other thing I should tell you is Jamie comes in. You know, we have a kind of a general idea because we're talking finances. Typically, we don't come in and talk about crochet, okay? I haven't done that. We haven't done that yet, have we? Knitting, your take. You know, we haven't done that.
I'm all thumbs on that.
It's like, I don't know, red or yellow. Who knows? But what we do want to talk about is finances and things that are going on. And one of the things that we're trying to establish in the show is planning for your future from a retirement point of view is a strategy for young and for old, because certain people who've gotten to certain ages haven't, for whatever reason, it could be a tragedy, could be anything, haven't done the planning. This is really where you're at your peak, right? When somebody is like, hey, I got some assets. I'm not even sure what they are. I'm not even sure how to retire, what that even means. How do I even retire? If I want to retire, what do I do? This is where you really come to play,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. It's called hope so or no so. Now, most people want to know so, but they're all about, they're not educated. They haven't had the leadership or the guidance or the education. So we want you to thrive in your retirement, not just survive in your retirement. So come in. We'll have a no-cost consultation. We'll chat, spend as much time as we need to. You'll leave with a copy of our book. We'll prepare a plan for you. And you will know so of how to get the job done, close the loop, and feel secure and confident because of the work we've done together for over 650 clients.
Oh, 650. I got to up that number. That's a larger number. Here's that thing that you just said that made me, again, ding, ding, ding. The bump on my head went a little bigger when I thought about it. It's that it's a customized plan.
Absolutely.
It's not this general, hey, we throw you in this.
There's no cookie cutter. Everything is individually designed to meet that person's goals and objectives, you know, whether they're married or divorced or single, you know, it all comes into play. What are the resources they have to work with? And we deal with reality.
Right. No matter where it starts. I mean, you got to start at some point.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, and I think you would agree with this, it's kind of like a checkup. In the sense of you go to a doctor and, I don't have to go to the doctor. I'm 40. I don't have to go to the doctor. I'm 45. At 50, you're supposed to get your, that's supposed to have some of your medical procedures done. You know, the one where they put you out, they check you out, scope you out and stuff like that.
Colonoscopy.
Yeah, that's always fun. And so the reason that I bring that up is because you got to get it done in order for them to know what's coming.
Right. You don't go to a podiatrist, a foot doctor, for your cavity in your tooth.
Right.
You go to a specialist. So you'll come into our office, you know, laid back. We'll just talk a little bit. If you like us and you like what we have to say and how we potentially can help you, then we move forward. If not, we'll shake hands and be friends. You know, there's no cost obligation. It's very laid back. You know, the track record, we just be real. Just be real,
exactly.
Be honest, and be honest with yourself. And, you know, and I need help, and how do I get from here to there? And I have CDs, or I have a 401k, or I have an IRA, my wife's got this, or I've got that. You know, we're good at organizing those assets and converting those assets to guaranteed income for you. So it'll pay the bills and then some.
All right, so I'm telling you this now because I got a big question coming at you. You're gonna need a second to get ready for this one. All right, retiretherightway.com. That's the website. Retiretherightway.com, as opposed to the wrong way. Hello, and their phone number 800-287-1667. Okay. Now there's two questions, two part question. One, we briefly once talked about a will. Okay.
Correct.
What constitutes, how do you constitute a will? So the reason I'm asking that is because I have seen on television, which is probably the assured best guess that it's not true, is, you know, somebody sitting there and they write on a napkin, you know, I give you all my stuff, and then they sign their name and give it to a person. Of course, then the next person they meet, they go, I give you all my stuff. And then they sign it and give it to us. That doesn't really work, does it?
You're asking for trouble.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? I mean, isn't there supposed to be a process there?
Yeah. There's a document called a last will and testament. And that can be done on your own through what are called some document websites. You'll pay about $70 for the raw document, and then you have to fill in the blanks. If you have the time and the discipline, that's a great way to go. But most people do not have the time nor the discipline, so they go to a professional. We have a law firm that does all our legal documents.
It's
called M&M Law Firm. Whether you want a will package, whether you need power of attorneys, whether you want a living trust package, there's different documents necessary for different situations. So, for example, if you are a single person, a will may suffice because you don't have a spouse and you don't have children yet. A will only comes into play at death. But the problem is, what if you don't die so quick and you have a stroke or you're in a car accident,
right,
and you can't sign your name to documents? You're disabled, you're impaired. You need what is called a durable financial power of attorney to be able to – someone that you appoint of your choosing can carry on your personal business affairs.
Right, right.
The other one is a medical or healthcare power of attorney. If you're wheeled into the hospital on a gurney and they want somebody to sign a consent for surgery, you again would appoint your spouse or your brother or somebody to carry on your medical affairs. Versus a living trust. A living trust is a situation that you're married now. Maybe you're married a second time. It's a second marriage. You have previous sets of children. maybe the children's bicker or don't get along or this or that and the other. It's better to have a living trust because you can specify that I want to give unequal shares at my death to these children. I want to disinherit this one child and keep them out of the
estate. Wow, right.
By mentioning that and putting it in writing, they have no future claim to the estate where they can file a contest on a simple will and hold that will up in court and actually get money out of that estate or land out of that estate because they weren't specifically X'd out of the estate.
Wow. There's a lot there. Then,
so there's a lot there. Yeah.
And you work with a law firm. I did not even realize that you work hand in hand with a law firm,
absolutely.
Which is like kind of like
we do the financial planning and taxes. They do the legal work.
Wow.
Yeah. So they can get a living trust turnkey, up to two deeds of real estate put into that trust for a finished turnkey price of $1,200.
Yeah, so that just ups your game like this whole other level.
Yeah, we're a full service, one-stop shop retirement planning firm. So we'll handle your legal documents if you want us to do your tax return for $150 a year, just as a courtesy. And we have access to the legal side as well to handle every need.
All right. I heard about that new tax form they were coming up with. It's A, how much did you make this year? B, send it in.
Send it all in.
That's right. Penny. That seems like a lot. I don't know. That just opens up a whole ballpark there. So I'm letting people know, look, you're not just talking. See, this is why we do what we do. We had no idea this was even coming out to this level. It's not simply financial planning, but it is financial planning with all of the components that support it from a legal point of view, documentation and all.
Yeah,
that's
signed,
what you're
executed,
getting.
Notarized, witnesses. We do it all for you.
I know where we're going, because we can incorporate that in some of our discussions.
Absolutely,
and that creates a whole fascinating. I think it's kind of a bummer. Or you could just 86 that person out of the will. bye. Wow, that's tough. All right. So here's what I want you to be aware of. Retirement strategies and solutions. First and foremost, just like a doctor, just like when you get older, you got to have a checkup. You got to have a financial checkup. As Jamie will tell you, you can't bring money to that meeting. There's no point. You just bring yourself.
Leave your checkbook at home.
Just talk to him. Find out from him and Nancy what's going on. Okay. Then once you figure that out, then you guys make decisions based on the strategies that you employ, and you have solutions that will take you all the way through to the end, which is what you're looking to do. RetireTheRightWay.com. That's the website. 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667.
Great.
Excellent job.
Thrive in retirement, not just survive.
I love it. Thrive. If you're surviving, you're barely treading water. You want to do a little bit better than that because every once in a while salt water gets in your mouth. All right. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Smith Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then we're going to come back, and I have a fascinating school piece of information for you.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country Texas, 770 KAAM.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media. And on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section. And it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video. But you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now, he's crying. Now, I was still of the mindset that men don't cry, okay? Just so you can know. And I'm getting mad because it's my story and he's crying. And I'm thinking, it's my story. Why are you crying? That's what I'm thinking in my mind. And he's crying. He's apparently a good crier. I don't know what a good crier is. I learned after my dad died, but I mean, somewhat. But this is real. You know, he's sobbing. And I'm like, and he looks up at me after he's cried for about a minute and a half. And his eyes are red. And he looks at me and he says, "This is how the Lord hurts for you." And that was it. Bam. It was like somebody just took a hammer and broke my hard heart and my, you know, my pride attitude and my over arrogance and my everything. Looking at that guy showing me crying and tears, and all I could think of was Jesus wept.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Amazing Grace. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. How you doing, Wonder Julie? You okay? You doing all right today?
I'm good. Is it Friday yet?
Is it Friday? This kind of got that weird feel because we didn't do Monday, and then you're Tuesday,
right,
and then this is mid. I kind of get lost in some of this stuff. But it's not Friday yet. You still have to put up with me 2 more days.
All right.
That's all right. Johnny Hill coming in on Friday. Excellent job by Jamie just now. I think he just did a terrific job, and I just appreciate him and Nancy and the work they're doing. Don't forget, retire the right way. All right, let's see. I got a trivia question, then we got to do our read. So let me ask the trivia question to see if people are still sharp, because this is a big one. Ready? 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 Don't forget, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, davidspoonmedia.com. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. By the way, the newspaper carrier started in 1833 from the New York Sun, for those that didn't know that. That's how long ago that was. What is the first commandment with a promise? What is the first commandment with a promise? 972-445-0770. This segment brought to you by our good friend Clint at Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, get the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services in the Dallas and in the Irving and the Grapevine and the Denton and in all the areas, Fort Worth, all around. Here's the bottom line, 24/7 emergency service, because if you have something take place at your house, you need somebody to respond right away. They get back to people in an emergency response. They're on site within 60 minutes. Wow. On site. Family owned and operated, 50 years with of family continual service with thousands of happy customers. They work with all insurance companies. They are A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. They have free evaluations. It's Mr. Restore. Mr. See that pause? Restore. At MrRestore.com. Did you get that? Did you get that? I know you got that. 877-631-7576. 877-631-7576. That's all right. All right, here we go. All right, we have an answer to our question. Who is on the line with us today?
Miss Gates.
Hey, how, Miss Gates? How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. How about yourself?
Not doing too bad. I I did have a long weekend because I had to cut the grass again, so I'm kind
of,
I'm hoping to get away with it this weekend, but it's kind of 50-50.
Well, you know the answer to that is, don't you?
What is the answer?
Just do desert landscaping.
I love this woman. That's what we had in landscaping. That's what we had in Phoenix.
You don't have to pay for all that good dirt. You don't have to pay for the lawn mowing. You don't have all them allergies from all the different grasses and weeds and all that happy crap. You just got lots of sand and beautiful cactus flowers, and there's all colors of the rainbow.
All right, I want you to talk to my wife.
I'd be glad to meet your wife. I think that would be a privilege.
That'd be the answer. Because why do I need this? Because it looks nice. I don't know what look nice is. All right, anyway, let's get to our question.
Then you do need your wife.
All right.
So that she has good taste. So we'll just deal with that. Okay?
She's the best. She is really the best. All right, first commandment with the promise.
Honor thy father and mother.
Do you remember what the promise is?
What is that?
Do you remember what the promise was?
Oh, that thy days may be long upon the earth.
That's right. That it may well be well with thee and long upon the earth. That's right. The gate's coming in strong. It's not only mentioned, by the way, it's mentioned in Exodus under the Ten Commandments, but also it's in the New Testament, huh?
Yes, and there are a lot of amplifications of that too. Not to set light by thy father and mother. In other words, for youngsters who don't understand that their parents are human beings, you have to remember if mom and dad do make a mistake from time to time, you just have to understand they're human too.
Yeah, see, my parents were a little different. If we made a mistake, they did the rule 1-2. Rule 1, parents are always right. Rule 2, if we make a mistake, refer to rule 1.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a time and a place for everything. And sometimes it's not easy to be a parent, especially these days.
Yep, and, it's much tougher.
And if you didn't have parents that knew how to transfer all that knowledge onto you, then people sometimes don't get that. And that's part of the problem. That's a big part of the problem today in the culture that we live in, is because we used to be listeners to our grandparents, our great uncles and great aunts, and they had four generations worth of knowledge and information and wisdom in their heads.
Right.
And if you had big families, you had access to a lot of information that could have kept us from making a whole lot of mistakes.
That's right.
And that sure saves us if we can get a hold of that information.
There you go. That's right. It's a wealth of information. You're a blessing. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you. You're a blessing too, y'all. Right. You and Wonder Julie, especially, she has such a great sense of humor, and she's got such a gorgeous laugh. It just makes me feel good.
Oh, that's blessed. That's a great blessing.
So you keep her happy, Mr. David.
Yes, ma'am.
Okey-dokey.
All right, great job. Another excellent job. Great job. Ms. Gates, just kind of laying it down. Tell us where it's at. Good, good truth, and that's what you need. All right, so here's this. Don't get mad at me about this. I didn't write this. All this material, 2,000 to basically 3,500 years old, in that range. Here's something that you might want to be aware of. School. Do you remember school? Do you remember elementary? Elementary. That's when it was elementary. It was easy. Right? Junior high. Depending on how old you are, you might have mixed all of these together in the school that you went to, depending on where you were raised. Then you had high school, and then you had college. Then you got out of college, and you thought, that's it. I'm done. No more school, you know, unless you're a complete person who's lost their mind. And then you go back to school like I did. You, instead of just doing the BA, you get the master's, and then you look at the doctor ministry and stuff. Here's the thing. Genesis 22:1. Now, it came after these things that God tested Abraham. Guess what? You're still in school. Just so you can know. Before you get all excited, this God tested Abraham, Genesis 22:1, is before the law. So if you're wondering, well, does that really apply? It was before there was even a law given. You are learning from the Lord that he tests people. Now, does he test them because he doesn't know? No. He tests them so that they can know. But you're thinking, but Dave, come on, testing. Tests were always difficult. And they always had this part of this in it or this in it. Yeah, I got you. I feel you. I feel your pain. Here's the funny part about this. John chapter 6, verse 5 through 6. Therefore, Jesus, lifting up his eyes and seeing that a large crowd was coming to him, said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these may eat?" This he was saying to test him. For he himself knew what he intended to do. Old Testament and New Testament. No escaping. You're thinking, well, what if I'm a dispensationalist? Wouldn't matter. Because the bottom line is God tests us. In the old, in the new, as before, now it's true. God is testing me and you. You like that? Like that little? It's a little poem, Rochus. In the old and in the new, as before, now it's true, God is testing me and you. Yeah. Here's the only question that I have for you. Thinking about it in those terms, how you doing? How you doing on your tests? I know that I'm doing really good on certain tests because God makes me repeat them over and over and over again. I can't quite figure out why. Oh, I get it. It's because I'm not learning. Remember that patience test? And then you go, I just had this trial. Why am I having it again? Because you asked that question. That's why. So the Lord does test. He helps us examine. He helps us to look at. This isn't existentialism, and it's not some philosophical this. God is testing us so that we can see what's going down, where we're at, how we doing, how we processing, where is our faith at. Sometimes he will allow things in your life for you to understand that you actually do have more faith or to show you that you don't have more faith, but to help you. Because God's not up there going, I'm super bored. I've already created the universe. I did that in 6 days, so that was kind of silly. I'm fooling around with people's lives, and I'm bored, so now I'm going to mess with this person's life and rearrange it so that I can have primetime television in heaven because I'm bored and I want to see what happens. That's not what's going on. While it is true that they might have a primetime station showing all that's going on in our lives, God doesn't do it because he's bored. He does it because he loves us, and he's trying to help us. He's the best parent there is. In fact, in the next segment, we're going to talk about mad parenting skills that God gives us in Scripture. He shows us just flat out just the best skills for parenting that there are in three steps. It's amazing. But what we need to grasp is that God is the most wonderful parent, and he's putting these tests into our lives to help us. If God had an intent to hurt you, he wouldn't be who he says he is in the Word. That's true. But you'd have been gone a long time ago. I mean, I think you kind of know. It's just when you go through it, it has its ouches. Like, ouch. Yeah, I don't like that. Yes, but sometimes you have to put an antibacterial medicine on a cut in order for it to heal better. Stop talking, Dave. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interest. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water,
we happen to be people who are able to, you know, go with the Lord. while the flow is going, while the river is going, while the joy is going, and then something comes in the way like a pebble, like a pebble, and then we trip and we're like, ay, 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 and we don't know what we're doing. Here's the key. You're never going to be good enough. You're never going to be this superhuman, beyond capacity, exactly like Jesus in everything you say or do in each moment. That's not happening.
The David Spoon Experience.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost five grandchildren. He has three separate ordinations from three different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well, get to feeling groovy again.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Couple things to make you aware of. Let's see, the email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. The website, davidspoonmedia.com. If you want to get some of the music that we play on the intros, livinginhisgrip.com. And then some other music is at Billy Spoon at Reverb Nation. We've got a lot of stuff going on. Tomorrow, the person I feel sorry for is Wonder Julie. Friday we'll have Johnny Hill in. That's always good. Tomorrow we're going to do something new yet again. I really do feel bad, folks. You don't understand. I pray for her. We're going to do some expository teaching with the book of Ephesians. And, I was going through it all even this morning. And it's not scholarly expository. It's really just medium. I'd say medium. But there's some really good stuff. So we're going to take one day a week and do expository. And we'll just see how it goes. See if people kind of get into it, enjoy it. Some people like it. Some people don't. Topical, expository. I love what Pastor Ray Bentley said recently. He said, look, he said, if those are the things that we're fighting about, that's not the issue. You know, all the stuff, all the spiritual warfare, it's not Christians going, expository, topical, who cares? You know, it's like whatever the Lord leads the person, I think that's the direction to go. All right. Let's see. I took care of that. I do want to mention we have a new commercial that's going to be coming for one of our new sponsors, and that's Benefit Link.
I got a peaceful, easy feeling. I know you won't let me down.
All right. So the fact is, Medicare is a national health insurance program. That's a fact. And another fact is Medicare does not always provide enough coverage for the seniors that it's covering. And another fact is somebody needs to care about this, and that's where Benefit Link comes in. Diana is the owner as well as Stuart. We're going to have Diana in the studio. If it's not next week, it's going to be the week after. But the bottom line is what they're doing is they are connecting people, yourselves, for no fee. What's the word I'm looking for there? Zero. To connect to health coverages for seniors that they don't have. They're not the ones offering it. They're doing the connecting. They're connecting you, no cost. You see, your situation might warrant you going to this person, this person, this person, this person, this person. I don't know. Most of the time, you don't know. But this is what they do, and this is what they're passionate about. They're passionate about providing peace of mind and directing people to the right place so people can get access to supplemental plans because they don't have enough going on for them right now. You have to love it. It's nothing. It doesn't cost you a penny. Zero. 972-BENEFIT. 972-BEN, B-E-N, E-F-I-T, EFIT, BENEFIT. Like I did. 972-BENEFIT, B-E-N-E-F-I-T. Or you can also go to thebenefitlink.com. That's thebenefitlink.com. Just facts. They're not there. Won't make a penny off you. Have no, nothing like that at all. You call. You talk to them. They tell you what your options are. No cost. Then they direct you to the best place for you to get help. How do you not like that? I like it. I'm getting old. I like stuff like this. Is this terrible? I'm old. Don't talk to me. Okay. Let's get to the last one. Parenting. Where's all this parenting stuff? It's driving me crazy. Parenting skills from God. Genesis 21:16-18. I can finish this. Then she went and sat down opposite him about a bow shot away, and she said, "Don't let me see my boy die." And she sat opposite him and lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the lad crying, and the angel called out to Hagar. Guess who he was talking to? From heaven and said to her, "What is the matter with you, Hagar? Do not fear, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him by the hand, for I will make a great nation of him." So Miss Gates just brought up an excellent point about generations and about people having bigger families and getting wisdom from them. Look at this small piece in Genesis 21:16-18 that gives you three elements as a grandparent and as a parent on how to be an awesome, awesome, awesome leader of your children. The first thing God says to Hagar is arise, which means pick yourself up. We have one too many parents that's doing this. It's like, yeah, life is hard, but whining about it and playing the victim to every person you ever see is not the solution. Pick yourself up. Now, I know there's a lot of parents that do the best they can, and it's hard. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the parent that every time something goes on, it's all the universe against them. It's like, one, you're not that important. I don't mean that rudely. I'm just telling you. And two, sometimes you got to pick yourself up. So she's sitting there going, "I don't want to see the boy die," and he's crying. And God says, "You know what? Get up. Get up off the floor." It's the only thing I would give Monty Python props for is when they saw the Lord. They're all on the ground, and the Lord speaks to them and says, "Get up. I can't stand sniveling idiots." It's like the idea is, get up. Rise up. And then look at what the very next thing is that the Lord tells Hagar. Rise up. And lift up the lad. Be an encouragement. One of the things that parents need to recognize and grandparents need to recognize is for their kids and grandkids to be an encouragement. I am terrible at this. You'd think, oh, no, it doesn't sound like it, Dave. You encourage people all the time. I tell my son what's wrong with his parenting more than anybody on the planet. Somehow it just doesn't seem right. I don't know. I mean, I'm super duper proud of him. But that's not what he hears. What he hears is, why are you letting him do that? Don't let him do that. He shouldn't do that. If he does that, then 30 years from now, he'll do this. Like I know. That's what's even funnier. Be an encouragement. Okay? And then the next thing the Lord says is, rise, lift up the lad, and hold him by the hand. Hold him by the hand means give the child guidance. Okay? This is where those generations do come into play. You know, it is important to understand that people have lived, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years. And if you're in your 30s, 40s, and 50s, there's a big gap there. 20, 30, 40 years of experience. Use it. Utilize it. Ask for help for it. Because those types of wisdoms, those are the ones that keep generations going. The generations that forget the Lord are the ones that the parents send their kids to high school and don't care that their kids are being taught that everybody is entitled to everything and should never have to do anything for it, and the whole world will take a mark on the forehead or on the arm just to get their resources. It's like, yeah, that's not a good thing. That's a bad thing. It's supposed to be in partnership with God, not part of the world, apart from the world. When it says apart from the world, you're not supposed to put those together as a part of the world. It's apart, as in separated from the world. Arise, pick yourself up, lift up the lad, be an encouragement, hold him by the hand, give the child guidance. That's what's needed. We need some parenting and some grandparenting. I'm going to really work on it. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to even come in on there. I'm going to really work at being more encouraging to my own son. He doesn't do stuff wrong. I just want him to do it my way because I think I know better. And then I'm right until my wife tells me I'm wrong. See, you see how this cycle works? We got to get on a unicycle. This is too many bikes all over the place. I know you get what I'm saying. We just need to be more of an encouragement, more people that lift up. And we can do this. And it doesn't matter how ugly it gets out there. Remember, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Right? Here's what overcomes, the world. Our faith. It overcomes the enemy. It overcomes the world. And it helps us overcome our flesh. Let's operate in that. Okay? Okay. Okay? All right. All right. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then. Seem like an all right guy.
Till then. The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.